All right, folks, form squares. Looks like you got the idea already. Grab a partner, form a set of four couples. Four couple squares. It doesn't matter if you've never done this before. Grab a partner, get on the floor. I'll walk you through everything. This is a really fun dance I'm going to call. It's called Sally Gooden. Get out here, follow these folks' lead. They're holding up the number of couples they need to join their set. Keep your hands up till you get a full square.
Okay, I'm guessing your monitor's here.
Looking good. Any other takers? Any other squares want to form up? We got some folks out there in the back. We got lots of room up front. It's nice to be close to the band. Come on up. Get your squares formed. I'm going to start teaching the dance here in just a moment. This is a hot band. They play some fine square dance music, so now's your opportunity. Get on out here. All right, it's looking pretty good. We still got some hands up. Fill those squares. All right, I'm gonna start teaching the dance. Couple number one, you have your backs to the band. Couple number two, you're facing the big windows. Give yourselves a high five. Couple three, you're facing the band. Spin around so I know you know who you are. And couple number four, last but not least, let's see a nice little butt bump. Yeah. All right, this dance is called Sally Gooden, and I'm gonna teach you with some pointing here. And I know it's not polite to point, but this is how we're gonna learn the dance. So, gents, point to your partner. I'm gonna make some introductions here. This is your ta. Point to the next gal to your right. That's not your partner. Next gal to your right. That is Sally Gooden. Point to your ta. Now point across the hall. That's the gal from Arkansas. Point back to your ta. Then point to your corner. That's your old grandma. All right, now gents, you know who these ladies are. Ladies, let me introduce you to some gents. Ladies, point to your partner. This is also your ta. Point to the next fellow to the left. That's Cotton Eye Joe. Point back to your ta. Point across the hall. That's the guy from Arkansas. Point back to your ta. And of course, don't forget your old grandpa, your corner. Nice. So that is the order that you're going to visit people around the square. And you're going to visit them with a series of allemands. So let's just walk gent number one through it so you guys can see how it's done. So give a right hand around your ta. Just gent one for now. We'll just have gent one walk us through it. Left hand around Sally Gooden. Sally Gooden's the lady on the right, just past your partner. Now come back to your partner for a right allemand, your ta. Left across the hall to old Arkansas. Back to your ta. Left around your old grandma. And right hand around your ta. Perfect. And at this point, I'd have everybody swing, maybe promenade around the ring. I'm going to teach you a simple break figure, and then I think we can start the music. I think everybody's got the idea. It's a pretty simple dance. I might have more than one person at a time doing it, so that's where the challenge comes in. We'll do a simple right-left grand with the allemand left to start it. So face your corner. Bow to your corner. I'm going to walk you through this part real slow because this is always where people get a little confused if you're not used to square dancing. So put your left hand up like you're going to arm wrestle. We'll do it allemand left once around your corner. Now very slowly, look at your partner once you're around that corner. Hold out your right hand for your partner and pull on by. Stick out your left hand, catch the next person, and your right and your left. It's just like monkey bars, hand over hand. Till you see your partner, you're going to promenade her home. You promenade with gents on the inside, ladies on the outside. It's looking great out there. I think we've got an experienced dance crew on the floor. Let's hear it for the Water Tower Bucket Boys. Fire it up. fine music. We're going to do another square dance, so find yourself a partner. Form squares. Apparently, my vocals could come up a little bit according to the audience, so I don't... I don't think it is, though. No, it's pretty separate. They need to be able to see my signals, so... How's that? Am I loud enough now? What's that? That's all right. I don't need to be as loud as the band. You're dancing to them. You're doing fine. I think everybody, that dance looked great. I think everybody's doing fine. Everybody got a square? Looks like there's some more forming up on the side here. Square? All right. Same couples have the same numbers. You got your back to the band, you're couple one. Couple two, you got you're facing the large windows. Couple three, you're facing the band. Couple four, you got your backs to the large windows. This is a dance called Forward Six, Fall Back Eight. And that's exactly what's going to happen. I learned this dance from Lucas. This is a great dance. Starts out with couple number one. You're going to balance and swing your partner. And when I say balance and swing, I think you guys all got the hang of it, but you just step back from your partner for a second before you go into the swing. You just kind of feel their weight. And then you're going to go down the center and split that ring. And very slowly now, lady go right, gent go left. You're going to stand next to couple three on the outside of them. So you're going to split couple three, and then you're going to stand in a line of four with couple three. So now we have a line of four people on one side of the set, y'all facing the band. You're gonna take four steps forward and four steps back. And then you're going to take four steps to your right and sashay behind couple four. So you are facing couple four's back. Very nice. And then you're going to reach forward and grab the hands of couple four. And you guys are gonna form this attack formation of six people. Couple number two is now should be intimidated because these folks are gonna walk forward four steps, all six of them. Two, three, four, and then fall back eight. Couple two, this is when you get them back. Couple two, chase them. Fall forward eight now, all eight of you. Fall back six. Perfect. Now, line of four, you guys drop hands with couple four, leave them there. And you're gonna scoot to the right again and stand in couple one's home position. Take four steps forward, four steps back. And sashay to the right, four more steps. Join forces with couple two. Forward six. And fall back eight. Fall back eight. Forward, fall back six. And then the line of four, you sashay four steps to the right once again. Take four steps forward. Four steps back. Forward again. And circle four. Circle to the left. Back to the right. Swing that opposite. Swing your own. Fabulous, and you take her home. Awesome. We'll do a similar break figure as we did in the last dance. So face your corner. All the man left your corner. Back to your partner for a grand right left. Pull by, pull by. But this time when you see your partner, just stop there. And do-si-do your partner. And then when you're facing your partner again, then pull by once again and continue around the ring till you get back home. And there you will swing. You guys got it? You need me to run it one more time? I think we're good. You'll get it on the fly. Here's the Water Tower Bucket Boys. Fire in the hole. Bow to your partner. And your corner, too. We'll start off with that break figure. On your corner with your left hand. Back to your partner. Right, left hand. Pull the hand over in. When you see your own, you do-si-do. And pull by once again. Keep going around the ring till you get back home. Find your partner and swing it home. Couple number one, balance and swing. Walk across the set, divide that ring. Lady, go right, the gent, go left. Stand in a line of four and forward four. Fall back four, sashay to the right. Join forces and forward six. Fall back eight. Forward eight. Fall back six. Sashay right. Forward four and fall back four. Sashay to the right. Join forces. Here we go. Forward six and fall back eight. Find your own and swing at home. dancing, folks. Nice playing, guys. These guys have some great CDs available. If you don't have either of their CDs, pick them both up. They're only $5 each, so get two for 10.
What's that?
Self-serve, just leave some dough. Somebody lost their eyeglass. I assume they're looking for it. It's up here. We're gonna form little sets of four people. So two couples to a set. So if you already started a square, just divide into two. We'll do a little bit of a mixer here.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Anybody need a couple to join them? Looks like up front you guys need someone. Here they come. We'll do it a Northwest favorite. The old duck for the oyster, dick for the clam. Why not? I think it's time. Looks like there's a couple more forming up in the back. Looking good. Here we go. Right now, just decide who's going to be the odd couple. It shouldn't be hard. Got it figured out? The other couple is the even couple. And you're going to start this by circling left. You're going to circle back to the right. Stack your right hands in the middle for a right hand star. Walk that star around. Stick those left hands in the middle for a left hand star. And walk that star around. Now reform your circle. And while you're circling left, I'm going to have the odd couple duck for the oyster. And what that means is they're going to go halfway under an arch made by the even couple. So even couples, just raise an arch, odds duck halfway and back up. It's like you're taking a little peek. And then the even couples, you're going to dig for the clam. So halfway, back up. And then the odd couples, you're going to shoot through the hole in the old tin can. And go do this part slowly. Go through and then turn back to back with your partner and lift your hands up over your head and back up underneath your arms. Pull the other couple through. They're going to kind of have to untangle themselves. And if you just go gently over their heads, just pull it over. There you go. Voila, you are back in a circle. Let's give the evens a shot at it. So even couple, you duck for the oyster, halfway and back. Odds, you dig for the clam, halfway and back. Even, shoot through the hole in the old tin can. Go back to back, pull that arch over your heads, and pull the other couple through. Very nice. And at this point, I'll say find another couple, and you guys take your partner, scatter, find another couple to do the dance with. So you'll get to visit several people doing it this way. And if you don't quite have it, I bet you'll run into somebody who can show you how to do it right. Let's fire up the band. Circle left. And circle right. Oyster. Evens, you dig for the clam. Odds, shoot through the hole in the old tin can. Pull it through. Yeah. Evens, duck for the oyster. Dig for the clam. Shoot through the hole in the old tin can. Go back to back and pull them through. Now find another couple. Hold the old tin pan. Circle left. I'm not sure when my set ends. Can somebody, how much time do I have?
20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
More dancing.
We got a key lost here. Form squares. We'll do square dance. Key with a ring. It'll be up here at the front of the stage. Next to the eyeglass lens. Looking good out there. We'll do a little dance called Bird in the Cage. I'll just announce a couple things that you might be interested in. There's going to be another square dance after this one, and it's a tribute to Lee Stripling. Lee Stripling passed away very recently, and so we're doing a little memorial dance for him. And Bruce and Bonnie, who played a lot of music with Lee, are going to lead the band, and it's an open band. Anybody can join in on the playing. So there'll be some hot tunes, I'm sure, and some fine calling. So stick around for another square dance after this one. And then later this afternoon, it's kind of hard to see on the schedule, but there's actually another two-hour block of square dancing happening over in the Rainier Room. So if you want to get some more squares in, it's going to be a subversive square dance. That's what we're calling it. And it was all kind of last minute, so we got stuck over in the Rainier Room, but it should be a lot of fun. Grizzle Grazzle Trash Can Band and the Birds and Goat-Ass are playing. I'm calling, Gabe Strand is calling, and T-Claw is calling. So that'll be a fun dance over in the Rainier Room, 4 to 6. I should also mention that Seattle is going to be hosting Dare to Be Square this December. If you're interested at all in learning how to call dances, how to perform music for dances, it's going to be workshops covering all those items. So that's happening in December. We have flyers up here at the front of the stage, and me and Tony Mates are organizing that with several other people. So yeah, come check that out. Flyers are right up here. All right, we'll do a cool dance called Bird in the Cage. This is one of my personal favorites. This was the first dance I learned, and I learned this one from Tony Mates. So couple number one, I think everybody knows who they are at this point. I don't think I need to go over that. Couple number one, you're going to start this dance by swinging your partner. And leading her out to couple two. Join hands with couple two. And circle left in a ring of four. Back to the right. You'll circle right. And Bird in the Cage. That's lady one. She gets her turn in the middle of that group of three people. And this is your time to tweet and flap your wings and enjoy being a bird. Birdie hop out, the crow hop in. Gent, you take her place. How? Crow hop out, you circle again. And this dance is cumulative, so that means gent number one, you're gonna open the circle and invite couple three in to join you. And then I'll say, Bird in the Cage, lady one, you go again. Birdie hop out, the crow hop in. Gent one, you take her place, that's right. Crow hop out, circle again. And gent one, pick up couple four. Bird in the Cage, there's a big old cage now. Birdie hop out, the crow hop in. And the crow hop out, you circle again. Everybody break and swing at this point. Swing your partner. And promenade home around the ring. Excellent. We'll do a slightly different break figure for this dance. We'll have you start by circling left in a ring of eight. Now back to the right, you'll go single file. Now listen up, this is where it gets a little tricky. Ladies, you're gonna turn back and your gents gonna follow. I'll say ladies turn out, gents follow. So you reverse the direction of the circle with the ladies in the lead. Now this time, lady turn out and pass one man, pass your partner, give an all a man left to the next person, that's your corner. Back to your partner for grand right left. Very nice, looks good, I think you guys got it. All right, get back home, we'll start the dance. one hot band up here.
We got CDs for $5, folks. And give it up for your wonderful caller, Miss Charmaine Slavin. She's the best.
We'll do one more quick dance here, and then I think we'll have just enough time for a waltz. So grab your partner and form a square. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Fill up the squares! Fill up the squares! All right, I'm going to start teaching it while you guys are finishing up building squares. This one's called Swing Like Thunder. I think I learned this one from Bill Martin. It's a fun dance. Here you go, couple number one. Join hands with couple two. It's another one of these cumulative dances. You're going to circle left. And circle right. We'll do a right hand star.
Only Walter can do that.
And a left hand back.
Ain't nobody in the world that can do that.
And this is where I'll say, gents, hands across. Join both hands with the gentleman across from you. Lift your hands up and over the heads of the ladies. Down behind their back. Make sure it's behind the small of their back. This is a personal space dance, so just get comfortable with it. And then ladies, you do the same thing and put your hands over and behind the small of the back of the men. Everybody should have their hands in the small of the back, so you're supporting each weight. And then like these folks are doing up here, you put your right foot in the middle and push off with your left like you're riding a skateboard. All right, stop it. This is killing Dave. Nice work. You're going to add couple three to the mix, couple four to the mix. I think you guys got the idea with that. And we'll do a simple break figure. Get back home. I'll teach you a quick break. Face your partner, you do-si-do. Face your corner, you seesaw. Swing your corner. Corner. And then swing your partner. Let's do it. Couple one, out to the right with couple two. Circle left, that's what you do. Back to the right, you circle right. Give a right hand star. Left hand back. Gents, hands across. And the ladies under. Turn that back. You swing like thunder. Pop it out to a big circle and add couple three. Back to the right. Right hand star. Left hand back. Gents, hands across in a triangle over the ladies' heads. Turn that basket. You swing like thunder. Hands. sender. Turn that basket, you swing like thunder. Pop it out, swing your own. Swing your own one last time. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Swinger, right off the floor. We have exactly 1 minute, so play a really fast breakdown. We'll just do a freestyle dance, and then we're done. Thank you so much. Pick up a CD from these guys. They're right at the end of the table here. Freestyle, bust out your moves. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.